Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today we lift up pastors and the support staff, if they have any. Lord, we bring before you all the ministers in our county and all of their support staff. We thank you that this is a calling and it's a sacrifice, and many do it not paid. Some do it bivocationally. Others do it on the having very little finances, and maybe the wife or someone else in the family has to help support it. Many of the support staff do it voluntarily. So, Father, we lift up, first of all, their financial situation, and we pray, Father, that you will bless them. You say in your word to obey your spiritual leaders, do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow. That would certainly not be for your benefit. Pray for them, for their conscience to be clear and want to live honorably in everything they do. So, Father, we pray for them. We pray you bless them, bless their minds, bless their hearts, bless their bodies, bless their actions, their goals, their visions, their to-do lists, their projects, their conversations, their time with you. May they have ears to hear what you are saying and what you are wanting them to do. May they be men and women of prayer, men and women who love your word, who study your word, who make that a major focus, who are dedicated to the commission and seeing people going out and making disciples. May they be dedicated, Father, to ensuring that they are equipping and training the saints to do the work of the ministry. Father, we pray for these shepherds, and we pray for the support staff. We pray for all of them, their families, that if there are any plans of the enemy to divide, discourage, depress, we pray instead, we pray unity, encouragement, and hope for pastors to have fresh vision, to be clothed in humility, people who will support them on either side, boundaries established so they can replenish their strength, able to set aside time with you, Lord, and to hear clearly what you want them to share, replicate, and preach, that they would be able to preach the gospel with boldness, that those who support the staff would, the support staff, would support the pastor and not be in angst against him. There are so many different parties that assist the ministry of the church, associates, technical directors, communications, all kinds of different people, executive assistants, the accountants, treasurers, the boards, the volunteers of every kind. We pray, God, you would give them strength to serve the church. Pray they will work hard in all they do so people will see them through their work within the church and outside the church walls, that everything they do will be fruitful in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for every worker. They will have the mindset that all hard work brings profit. Let them not do it resentfully, but cheerfully. Grant them the strength to do it and help them to do it with excellence. We thank you for them. We thank you for all those who volunteer. Lord, if they are doing it and are starting to get angry over it, may they take a break and see that they are not the only one who can do it, that there are others in the church. May others not be jealous of them. And Father, we just pray against gossip, malice, slander. We pray that people will use words that are edifying and encouraging and will build one another up. We pray for all of them, pastors, volunteers, support staff, paid and unpaid, for all of them to be clothed in humility and to walk humbly before you with grace and mercy and justice, with the key goal in mind to see more people saved, discipled, trained, and equipped to do the work of the Lord, and praying that your Holy Spirit will transform lives in Jesus' name.